Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where's Cop?
Rise and shining, wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you
and you
and you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Super Don, you know anybody that's ever changed their name? You know, like they had a name for a lot of their life, and they decide, I'm going to change it. And they do. Haven't you ever done that?
You mean like other than their last name?
No, I mean their whole name.
No. Yeah. Well, I remember Prince back in the 90s changed his name.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing. Because he was a slave to his record contract. That was interesting. Changed the name for that reason.
Other than that, I like it.
Anytime you can abolish slavery by changing your name, I'm all for that. But I mean, sometimes names don't vibrate with you anymore, and I've seen that people literally transform their life by doing that. So some people don't understand that, and they're like, "Oh, you didn't like what your parents called you." Whatever, dude. I don't care. I believe in freedom to the point you want to change your name. Go ahead, change your name. Don't mind. But I do mind when the medical profession changes the name of a disease to pretend it isn't the same disease that they were vaccinating against, just like we covered yesterday with Dr. Bitar on Advanced Medicine Monday. You know, you follow that story. Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah. Well, I suppose if you just call it something else, that just completely changes what it is.
Right.
Or at least it will try and fool people
into
thinking
it's something different. Acute flaccid paralysis, right? What's that? Oh, acute flaccid paralysis. I don't know. It's a new disease. Well, gee, it looks a lot like polio.
Oh, okay.
A lot like polio. No, it's not polio. It's acute flaccid paralysis. I tell you what, the doctor should get acute flaccid paralysis anytime they want to have a anyway, I'm not going there.
The word flaccid, I don't like that.
That word is not good for men, all right?
No,
not good at all. So Lake Flaccid, no, that was Lake Placid, New York. I was thinking the Olympics.
Yes.
That was different. No, it was very cold. Never mind. I don't know where I'm going. Welcome to the Robert Scott
Bell
Show.
How did we get here? I don't know. But
welcome, everybody, one and all, the greatest show on earth. Right? Robert Scott Bell kicking into gear with Super Don. We got a great show for you today, as we do every day, if I might say so. Am I bragging? No, it just is the truth. It's a fact. We got Carrie Rivera. You know, we've got the Autism One conference coming up soon. So all of these things vaccine-related, vaccine-induced damage, autism spectrum. She's got a clinic down in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. We're going to talk with her. She's cool. And she's also going to be up with us in Chicago, Lombard, Illinois, May 23rd through 27th. More attacks on moms. Small family farmers. Hats off to Liz Reitzig for giving us the good, so to speak, on what's going on up there in Minnesota. She's with the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. We're going to talk with Melinda Olson. And guess what, Super Don? We got superhero sidekick Liam Sheff coming back from New York City. Wants to talk radiation and red ribbons at Whole Foods and poor witches in Whole Foods. So it's going to be wild stuff today. You ready?
Nice. Yes, looking forward to it.
But what is it about vaccines that they have to mandate them? You know, there's a story here, and this is coming through ABC News, that says, hey, look, mandate vaccines. Vaccine rates go up. What?
Yeah, no, the headline. I love headlines. Headlines are so funny. Have you ever watched Jay Leno when he does his little segment called Headlines?
Yeah.
And people will send in ridiculous headlines, and everybody will laugh. This is another one of them. I saw this. Mandatory vaccines lead to higher immunization levels. No kidding. If you make something mandatory, obviously it's going to happen more than it would, you know, if it wasn't mandatory. But this article sucks.
Why does it suck?
It's absolutely, totally evident that this is just an article to try and promote mandatory vaccines, which, you know, I mean, there's lots of stuff going on around the country right now where they're trying to fight that to give people that evil thing called choice,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whether they want to be vaccinated or not.
Well,
and they go on and on in this article about that.
Super Don, this shows it just what you said. The vaccine coverage in states requiring immunization, for instance, against meningitis was 71% compared with 53% in states with no requirements. Now, they're going to make the argument that people are too stupid to go vaccinate. I'm going to make the argument that people are so smart that they don't want to vaccinate unless they mandate it. Then there's the in-between phase where you're not stupid or smart. You're just, listen, if I don't have to, I don't want to do it. There's that too. But when you know what we know about vaccines and you realize how potentially damaging and dangerous, how actually damaging and dangerous it is in every case, although the so-called ticking time bomb of the game of Russian roulette where the bullet goes in, it doesn't go off until later, is also a consideration here, but not to the medical and vaccine industrial complex. So indeed, the whole idea of mandating, why don't we just mandate what other product? Let's mandate hula hoops for everybody, right? The Hula Hoop Lobbying Association gave $1 billion to Congress, and now they've mandated hula hoops for everybody. Why? This is not, they're going to say, well, that's not a public health issue. Well, why not? Wouldn't it get you to exercise? Isn't that a public health issue?
And I'll tell you what, you know, somebody at ABC News would write an article saying that mandatory hula hoop laws cause hula hoop ownership rates to increase. Yeah, I mean, it would be the same thing. It wouldn't make any sense.
They would write that. Mandatory hula hoop laws and caused, well, look at that. More people are buying hula hoops than ever. I wonder why. I wonder why. But somewhere along the line, we've lost sight of the fact that there is a marketplace. There's a marketplace not only for that, but marketplace for ideas, for goods, services, etc. The government has no place mandating that you or I purchase these things that we have no use for, much less something that could potentially kill you. And I don't mean hula hoops. I mean shots. Oh, my gosh. No, we can't have this happen. So this is an amazing story. Of course, it should be a moment of duh, but we're not going to kick off the show with a moment of duh. Then will we go from there?
I got to throw one thing in, Robert. There's one sentence in this article that just jumped out at me. And this is absolutely amazing. It actually says in here in this article, mandatory vaccination requirements are more effective than education.
What?
I kid you not. Well, it actually says mandatory vaccination requirements are more effective than education.
Well, let's think about compliance, right? You must comply. Everybody must comply. Absolutely. All right. You say, listen, I believe vaccines are very dangerous and they potentially could create autism or even kill my child. I'm not going to comply. And then you suddenly have a government agent holding up a gun to your head and saying, well, what do you think now? Okay, I don't want to, but I'm more likely to say yes with the gun to my head, right? This is what we're talking about here, that yes, you mandate the law and say that your kid can't take some benefit, as if you still perceive government indoctrination centers as a benefit. And I understand why, because the economics are such that the cost of government is so high that you have to have both parents working so no one can stay home to school the kids, much less local communities or churches coming together to educate your children. Now it becomes the mass watering down of facts that are not facts. They're simply suggestions, or they're facts that support, created facts, artificial facts that support a worldview that is conducive to having you become a good, loyal, obedient, compliant citizen rather than an innovative, imaginative human being, creature of creation.
Yeah. Insane. What's going on here? Yeah. I don't understand.
Well, but,
fortunately, we have the ability to be able to see through these things. And I got to tell you, I mean, we have got to make some changes in this country. And it's one of the things that makes me so excited about what's going on with the Ron Paul and the Ron Paul campaign is people are starting to see this, that the persecution and the destruction of our constitutional rights and our bill and the Bill of Rights, the rights that we have that were given to us, have been eroded over time. Yeah. And when they start doing things by trying to make things like vaccination mandatory, we've got to stand up and try and do something about it.
Well, listen, if we're not careful, departments of agriculture in states all across this union will start saying to moms that you can't get food from a farm and hold it for other people in your house. Imagine that.
No way.
Think that might happen? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Believe me, it's happening. Carrie Rivera joins us after the break from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. She'll be at Autism One. We're going to talk autism, and we will be talking with Melinda Olson also about the attacks of the Department of Agriculture in Minnesota. Are you a family member there, a super mom? You're going to want to listen to this. Liam Sheff joins us later on in the show. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Rocking the health world for health, freedom, liberty, and more. Say thanks to our sponsors. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Very exciting month here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Been invited to speak at the Autism One Conference. First time I've been wanting to go for many years, and I am honored to be invited to do so. And we're going to be highlighting and spotlighting a lot of great people that will be there in Chicago, Lombard, Illinois. That's May 23rd through the 27th, coming up very quickly here. And to celebrate, first off, we are going to Carrie Rivera. She's in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and she'll be up at Autism One. She's been there a number of years speaking as well. And we've got the show notes you see at robertscottbell.com linked up to her, I would say, clinic and all the things that she does over in Mexico, autism02.com, linked up in the blog notes today at robertscottbell.com. Carrie, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Carrie, what is it that brought you into the realm of the autism spectrum, so to speak? Many parents were brought in because of the damage that was done to their children by vaccines. Do you have a similar story?
I do, unfortunately, have a similar story.
So tell us a little bit about what happened, when, and how you became awakened to other ways by which we could restore these children that have been damaged.
Well, having lived in Mexico, pretty much nothing of information was getting down here back then. And finally, a friend of mine told me that there was this woman that started early autism center in Toronto, Canada, and that she knew a lot about autism. And so she told me about the biomedical, that autism, where it came from, what happened, because here they had us spinning our heads around thinking that it was just because our child was born into a bilingual home that he was all these strange things, and that he, you know, the changes that happened. So anyway, that's kind of what led me, that began at least the course of action to recovering our son.
Carrie, they actually said because you're child was born in a bilingual home, that's pretty what caused the autism?
No, they were just giving different excuses as to why he was the way he was. So there was really no diagnosis coming. And some people were even saying, oh, well, just because he's not talking anymore doesn't mean that, you know, he won't start up, you know, around five, because Beethoven and Einstein, and, you know, they gave every other possible ridiculous story. So
were you at that time in Mexico or in the States?
In Mexico.
Okay, so they're obviously then outside of the so-called borders of this pharmaceutical industrial complex nation that we have become, Mexico also impacted by the vaccine insanity.
Oh, of course. We're very well vaccinated in Mexico, very well vaccinated country. You cannot go to school if you don't have vaccines.
Do they provide for any religious exemption like we have at least here in America and most states?
No, they do not.
Oh, it's even more horrific than I imagined.
It's awful. Latin America is so well vaccinated. It's horrific. And of course, when I looked up the information about vaccines, you know, when the whole thimerosal thing came out.
Yes.
And they started to do thimerosal-free vaccines in the U.S. What were they going to do with the thimerosal vaccines? They were selling them to Latin American countries because we don't have any statistics on autism, and we're not, you know, saying that there's been no claims made about autism vaccine connection. So they can sell them freely because they're not having the same problems. Yeah. You know, kind of a catch-22 situation there.
Sure. We call that the therapy naive export. You know, it's kind of like the vaccine industrial and medical industrial and pharmaceutical industrial complex said, wait, these Americans are starting to catch on. We better do our experiments elsewhere. And they start sending them to other countries that aren't up on this issue. Although I will say that even the thimerosal-free vaccines now are identified and acknowledged to also have still some level of thimerosal and mercury. So we're not out of the woods simply because somebody said, well, we greened our vaccines. I dispute the potential for doing that. But that's another story. Now, Carrie, you've established a place in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico that people can come, probably are coming from all over the world, that is looking at autism perhaps differently than the traditional allopathic medical community.
Correct. They do come from a majority of Latin America or Spanish-speaking countries. We have a lot of patients from Spain as well, and they do their hyperbarics with us because it's very difficult to get hyperbaric centers to treat children with autism in the earlier years. Now we're able to help them and get them the information and the pressures and stuff so that they can actually treat the children there. But people come from Canada and the U.S. as well.
All right. Well, that's good news. Now, as far as stories, how about your own son? What kind of recovery did you see from the primary ways the autism was identified and then your discovery that what was really happening and what you had to do to try and recover here?
Well, you know, the thing is, every year that passes, it seems like there's more information that comes, and the more you open yourself up to the possibilities of other things being the problem. I remember when we first started with autism, it was, you know, the diet, and there was heavy metals, because that was sort of more the 2004, 2005. It was definitely the Dr. Buttar and his DMPS creams and stuff. So there were, you know, there was a lot of fashion in autism recovery as well. Mm-hmm. And we didn't do very well at those points because those things didn't recover children with autism. I really don't think many children were recovering at that point. And so we, you know, we went along the ways and didn't get all that much recovery. But what I did notice with Patrick, there were three really important things in our lives. When we started the diet, he got three words back. As soon as we took out the gluten and the casein, he recovered three words. Then in two years later, we did hyperbarics, and then he started to say words. And then I started the MMS, and the sentences became clearer. So these were very important steps towards recovery, and they were making sense because Dr. Anju Usman in 2007 gave us the biofilm piece. And when we understand what the biofilm is and how important the biofilm is to, well, when you get rid of it, it's really important for the body because you're getting rid of virus, bacteria, candida, and heavy metals all in one fell swoop. And so that piece is why the MMS works, because it's a chlorine dioxide. It oxidizes pathogens, and that biofilm is full of pathogens. And once you kill the pathogens, the biofilm falls out.
Yes. And by the way, we acknowledge Dr. Buttar's good work, too, because he was more comprehensive than just the transdermal DMPS. He talks about diet, lifestyle, detoxification, the microbial burden as well. We're expanding the knowledge here. We're talking with Carrie Rivera, and she has a clinic down in Mexico that does the hyperbaric oxygen as well as the MMS, as well as dietary shifts, which we know this is a comprehensive issue. It's not one thing. It's everything that has to be addressed. I've been utilizing silver hydrosol to address microbial burden as well as the biofilms. There are a number of ways to go, and here we are at the Autism One, where we will be together in Chicago. And I think this is an amazing opportunity for people to come together and talk about the many different things that are working and how to integrate them all so that we get, you know, whether it be starting at 10% success, getting ever closer to 100% success, which is what we'd like to see in recoveries.
Right, exactly. And I think that's why I get out of bed every day, is just to get that. There's pieces out there. And I think that if we can even, for instance, I have a couple of people that are really important in my life. And they're important in my life because they're helping me to understand better how we can heal more of our children. And I think the reason my son has not recovered has everything to do with the fact that I need to keep looking, because we all need to be part of the recovery puzzle. And I think that a lot of the answers are going to lie in people that are actually more like scientists than necessarily an allopathic doctor. and they're going to have parts of the puzzle that we need. Andreas Kalker is, and his wife Miriam have been very instrumental with the piece of parasites that we're using the diatomaceous earth, and we're using NEM and things of that nature to get at the actual parasites. These are worms, and they're really a problem as well. So, you know, little bits and pieces of people that we can get to add into our ever-growing knowledge of what it is and how to cure it.
Well, you know, our goal here is to do all of that in the least possible, least possibly invasive means, least possible toxic means, etc. Even though we acknowledge there are sometimes that doctors will have to resort to things we don't really like, the perspective is we've got to weigh all of those things out in terms of the entire recovery, and also the fact that we do know what to do to recover from some level of toxic influx should it be a life-saving necessity, so to speak. But there are many ways to go before resorting to some of these methods, so it sounds like you guys are really working hard to uncover them.
We are, and I have, like I said, you know, I never asked to be the smartest. I just would like to be lucky and have the best people around me to help us to really figure out what it is that's going to heal our children.
Yeah. So if people are interested in coming down to see you in Puerto Vallarta, what kind of experience would they be getting? Are there medical doctors on staff that are sympathetic and work holistically? Is it all PhD researchers or their nutritionists? What kind of array of program and protocol would they expect if they came down with their children?
Well, in my clinic, I don't typically have a lot of people coming to the clinic directly. My clinic has a not-for-profit as well as a hyperbaric chamber that is supposed to give money towards the not-for-profit, although most doctors in Vallarta are not using a hyperbaric chamber, so my chamber sits empty a lot of the times, and so that really doesn't give us money to actually put children in not-for-profit. Kids that I treat around Latin America will fly in, or even the States or U.S., because the chamber session is $100 for a true hard chamber. So we're doing 1.75 atmospheres for the kids with the autism spectrum disorders. And it's, you know, it's a half the price that it is in the U.S. to do it here. And the hotels are relatively inexpensive and you're on the beach. So it's kind of a nice experience for the families and they can get everything done for a fraction of the cost. But most of what I do online. There's a Facebook group right now of 350 families that just started up about maybe 80 days ago. So we're actually clipping along pretty well. And most of the stuff is just people can buy the things online and I explain to them how to use them because they're pretty much doing it in their house. And what they describe to me helps me to tell them, you know, how to move it because I've been using it for the last almost 2 years. And I think probably 2,000 or so children have taken the chlorine dioxide.
Well, you are empowering people to take care of themselves in places where they have little
Absolutely.
Or no access. Yeah, this is exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Power to the people. We have to take our children's health back. If we keep turning it over to somebody else, they're not going to ever get well, and we haven't learned the lesson. We have to help our children. We have to be managing their recovery.
Mm-hmm. Well, while we recognize there are people that are aghast hearing this, and not so much in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, but it's like, wait, you want people to care for themselves? Yes, we do, because yep. those who have turned their lives over to the medical profession have literally succumbed to the assault in terms of the autism spectrum. So why would we look to the same profession necessarily that caused the problem to solve it? Yes, we know there are doctors that have outgrown their limited training or their horse blinders, but at the same time, we have to empower people to get well. That's the whole message of this show as we talk about the power to heal is yours. It's not just a slogan, it's reality, and it sounds like Carrie is actually living up to that ideal, and I'm very excited to connect with you.
And I invite parents to come with me and to learn. And I can't work with parents that you know won't go ahead and I'll say, look, go watch this video because Andreas Kalker, he's a scientist and he presents the science very basically in English and in Spanish. He speaks six languages. And he's got nice videos on YouTube and they're very, you do not have to be a genius to understand the science because he makes it so well digested for us to just be able to pick it up and utilize it. I have them go and watch that. I want my parents to be the most informed. So when someone walks into them and says, oh, that stuff's bleach, or kill your kid with it. You know, they're going to be like, no, here's the deal. Sure. It's an oxidative blah, blah, and explains the whole thing. So I think Beautiful. That's a really important thing to have the parents have the knowledge and they know what they're doing. I can't tell you so many times, you know, early on in my son's recovery that I would just, you know, bring all this stuff home and just start, you know, injecting him or feeding him things. And I really didn't know what I was doing. Again, I was trusting and that sort of thing. So as time goes on, and some of us moms were veterans out there, because I've been in the recovery of my son for the last 8 years, and there's a lot of us moms that are out there that were veterans of recovery.
Yes.
And at certain points, and I see some of the moms with the 13 to 16 to 18 year old kids. And they're the ones who really started, the ones that are still in recovery and they're still getting improvements with their children. They're the ones that have really taken control of it. And they're the ones that are managing their children's recovery. And I power to them. And I these are the people that I want to work with. And these are the people that I want to help because they want to help their child and they want to take care of themselves. And it's interesting too, the parents are pretty healthy. A lot of my parents are gluten free. A lot of my, you know what I mean? They don't do dairy. They take the same supplements their kids do, or they try the treatments first. So those are the people that I really love to work with.
Well, great. Well, listen, I want to hold you on for another segment, if you don't mind, because I want to talk more about what's upcoming at Autism One for all of those that have heard about it, never been, or if you're just hearing about it for the first time. You'll get to meet Carrie and so many other wonderful people there in Chicago, Lombard, Illinois, May 23rd through 27th. We'll talk more about it on the other side of this break. Very exciting news, very empowering news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show will be live and recording all the way through the Autism One Conference, May 23rd through 27th in Chicago, Lombard, Illinois. Very excited to connect with all of those people in that in the realm of autism spectrum. We're always so sad about what has happened to the kids, but always so, let's say, inspired by your story, Carrie. We're talking with Carrie here, Rivera. She's in Puerto Vallarta, and she has autismo2.com. We've got those linked up, and all of the, even the YouTube links that she sent me, we've got those linked up in the blog as well. And I want to hear more about what's going on up there. Very excited to connect. You've been a number of years, and you're coming back with great passion and enthusiasm.
I'm excited because I've seen in the last 20 months that I haven't been to Autism One because I started school and my exam fell at the same time last year as the conference did, so I wasn't able to attend. But one of the things that I really want to impress, because I have a mom who said, oh, I really want to meet you, Carrie, but I think I'm going to fly to Vallarta. And I said, you know what? Go to Autism One. And I think one of the most important things for us is to stay full. And other moms like us, and going to a place where we're not the people with the third eye. You know, we're the parents, you know, that we got the short stick and now we're working through it and we're trying to find answers. And together we're going to be able to do that. But we need to get there. There'll be some crying. There's going to be a lot of laughing. There's going to be hugging. There's going to be a lot of camaraderie. A lot of us know each other through the internet. And these are all times to come together, because at the end of the line, if you feel like you're accompanied in life, and, you know, because human beings, we're pack animals, we need to be with others. And when we can actually be in the same group, it is really important for us morally, because our kids need us, and our kids need us to find a way to take care of ourselves and to fill ourselves. And this is a really good excuse to do it. And of course, now I think it's even free to go to Autism One. I don't know what the costs are, but, you know, pretty much if you can get there, it is so worth going to.
Now, I'm thinking in terms of the families out there that may have been isolated, shunned, sometimes even attacked by the medical profession because of what they're identifying and stating. This seems to me an ideal opportunity to meet people such as yourself who have kids that have been through this and are coming out of it, perhaps others that have successfully, maybe you can even meet kids that have been down this road. And I've got to imagine this has got to be life-affirming and energizing for those who have been beaten up by all of these experiences.
Because you can even start doubting yourself. I know at one point I was thinking, you know, maybe I missed it. Maybe he was not okay when he was born. And maybe all that smiling and eye contact was just my imagination. Or, you know what I mean? You start to look at the neurotypical development, you know, kind of cross-eyed, thinking, well, maybe they're right. You know, if enough people tell you a lie, you start to believe it. And when you go there and you see all these families that are affected by this, and, you know, everyone's story is so similar. There's, you know, a few cases of parents that say that their child never had a vaccine. Typically, there's a lot of the, you know, the Rh negative, that type of thing, injections to the pregnant mother. But even so, I mean, however the child got the autism, still you're there, and still everybody is kind of confirming that we have a problem. There, it isn't just in your house, and because in your neighborhood, like, I'm the only person with a child with autism of the people that I know in my town. So it's kind of like, gosh, what's wrong with me? And, you know, where's the other 88 kids?
Mm-hmm. Now, what other kind of things? Of course, there's doctors going to be speaking there. I believe Dr. Andrew Wakefield will be there. It's an amazing array of speakers. It's great. But outside of the traditional things that people expect when they go to a conference like this, are there any unusual kind of things where families can get together, moms can get together, things like that that are unique to this event?
Well, there is a dad's night, and there's this wonderful fella, David Jeslak. I think I just messed with his name. It's like G-E-L-S-A-K. And he organizes. He's a great guy. He works with kids with autism. He does, like, physical stuff, and his degree is in sport medicine. And a great guy, but he's also a guy's guy, so he gets the dads together. And that's a really nice thing, because I think a lot of times the dads, you know, moms, we know each other on Facebook, but dads go to work every day, and their pump and grind is different than ours. So that's a really nice thing. They have spa night for the moms. They have a big gala dinner where, you know, all the meet and greet with the Wakefield and all that is happening on Saturday night. And then, of course, just being with the moms all day long. And there's usually some wine being had after the conference ends at the day in the bar, in the hotel. So there's a little bit of something for everybody.
Hmm. This is fascinating. Like I said, I'm very excited to be part of this and looking forward to learn more about what you're offering as well and getting people plugged in from all over planet Earth that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show of new options. So in addition, as you said, to some people that do come and get the hyperbaric oxygen, a lot of times you're interacting with people all over the world via Skype and helping them out that way.
Right. I do a lot of emailing. That's my biggest thing. And then, of course, I do conferences. I just got back the 2nd of April from Puerto Rico. I leave for Autism One the end of this month. I have a conference in Venezuela. So it just depends on when. But I like to do conferences because that way you can reach a lot of people in a short time. And then, of course, the people that are really serious and really want to keep on going, they reach out to you via internet. And so between emails and Facebook and Skype, we're able to do a lot of things. And then if people really feel the urge to come here, which is really not necessary because the kids start doing well. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the only thing you're missing when somebody comes to the clinic, for instance, is, yeah, you see the child. But that doesn't really tell us all that much. And even if you were to run labs, that still doesn't always tell us all that much. We kind of need to start working on the child, you know, get the diet going. How are they responding? Then we start treating the pathogens. How are they responding? We put in a few cells. So we kind of go like that. You know, it's one step at a time. Although, as like a marathon, you know, we don't run like, you know, hell on wheels for the first, you know, a few miles and then we're drained. We need to just clip along at a really nice pace. And that way the children are able to recover without the stress of killing off the pathogens and the parents start to see it. And I mean, there's parents right now in that Facebook group that I was telling you about. They're in Ireland and Australia, and they're all over the place. But, you know, in India, there's a few moms from India, and we're all using the same stuff. And there's a lot of sharing, and the documents are up in the Facebook group. And, you know, so the idea of coming to see somebody or going to see mm-hmm. somebody really isn't that necessary.
Well, and we don't want to dissuade you from enjoying the beach at Puerto Vallarta, but as you say, if it's not necessary, it's not necessary. Again, there are a lot of people that are strapped economically in these times also, even more so because of having to deal with all of the things associated with having a child that's in that autism spectrum, vaccine damage or otherwise. So this is, again, exciting to learn about this and to see what you're doing in empowering people to get well. And I look forward to meeting you in person at Autism One. We're going to have a great time, it sounds like.
Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, all the links are up to autismo2.com. It's mostly in Spanish, so if you don't speak Spanish, don't worry. Like I said, all of the links are there, including to a YouTube, but you also have some English options.
They can email me also at my email is carrierivera@yahoo.com. And then very soon, very, very soon, within the next 30 days, hopefully, the MMSautism.com website will be up. And that'll have all the documents for the protocols with the MMS and the supplements that we use and the supplements we don't use, the foods we use, the foods we don't use, and the parasite protocols. So that will all be up there and people can access them. It's all free. And if they have any questions or comments or doubts, they can always email me. I answer my emails.
All right, Carrie Rivera, absolutely sensational. As I said, we are marching towards the Autism One conference later this month. Everybody get on board, and we'll be having lots of more previews coming. But this is one to launch it. You did terrific, amazing. No slowing down. Your English is better than mine.
I'm from Chicago.
Ah, you snuck that in there, did you? I was going to give you more credit. But no, you don't even have the Chicago accent. So very impressive. You've got that so-called radio neutral voice. Well done.
All right. I'll take over whenever you want to take a break.
All right. Good. Now I have someone to sub-host for me when I need a break. This is great. So lots of cool stuff happening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very appreciative of Carrie Rivera. Check out all the links at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And please pay attention to the spelling of Carrie's name because it's K-E-R-R-I. Even though on the site, it'll say K-E-R-R-Y. So Carrie Rivera, K-E-R-R-I, Rivera at autismo2.com. After this brief break, we're going to be coming back with another shocking story of the agricultural industrial complex, this time in Minnesota, attacking moms who want to feed their babies and their families. You will not believe this, but we've got her coming up. Stand by. Melinda Olson is coming right up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants, to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
You have 20 seconds to comply.
What is that? Who just came in the studio, Don? What is that?
You now have 15 seconds to comply.
15 seconds?
You're in direct violation. Pull the board! 13-9. You now have 5 seconds.
What did you comply? Okay. Why are they counting down?
Robert, I believe this is the Department of Agriculture.
Oh, no, not down. They're dangerous. Why would the Department of Agriculture want you to comply? You may not be a pig farmer and you think you're safe. The Department of Agriculture is not going to come after you. You may not be a beekeeper, right? And the beekeepers are worried a little bit because the Department of Agriculture might come after them. But what if you're a mom who simply wants to feed her food to the kids, feed the food to the kids that is wholesome, unprocessed, unpasteurized, for instance, and wants to deal with a farmer directly? Should you be worried? Well, if you're in Minnesota, you might need to be, and we've got Melinda Olson right now on, and Liz Reitzig, her, my dear friend up there with the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, tipped me off to this. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is going after threatening moms with criminal charges for openly defying the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. Melinda, what did you do?
I made some space available in my home for friends of mine to pick up products from the farmer of their choice.
Really? This sounds like a huge criminal enterprise of some kind.
Sounds like terrorism to me.
Oh my God, Melinda, man, this is almost too bizarre. Although we've been covering bizarre stories now for a while on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where beekeepers are under assault, raw milk farmers. We've talked about people that plant gardens in their front yard, people that want to protect their kids from back. But the Minnesota Department of Agriculture is concerned because you have allowed space to be used in your home for other families to come and pick up food from a farmer.
That's right.
So did they write a letter to you? Did they call up? Did they visit you with a SWAT team? Tell us what happened.
Well, I do have friends that have been visited by armed officers because they participated in the same way. They offered their home in the same way that I have. But myself, I received a page and a half letter citing several Minnesota statutes and threatening me with administrative penalties, criminal prosecution, or other enforcement remedies available to the MDA. That's the Minnesota Department of Agriculture.
Other enforcement, does that mean jail time?
At this point, I have not dialogued with them. I don't know if they would incarcerate me for offering space in my home.
Now, are they saying you need some sort of special license or a fee that you have to give them to be able to allow your home to be used as a pickup point?
The evidence that they have gathered against me, they say that I am selling, but that's not accurate. I'm not selling. So they're telling me that I need to cease and desist. Should I continue to sell or distribute? But I'm not doing either of those things.
Well, under the statutes, they might say distribute is even if you're not selling something, that they want you to have to get a license or get inspected. I mean, literally, they want every aspect of our lives now, not only on the federal level, but now on the state level in Minnesota. Where's Governor Jesse Ventura when you need him? He would not stand for this.
I'm just reading part of the letter, and it does say that if you'd like assistance concerning licensing or any additional food safety facility requirements, I can
So let me see if I understand this correctly. There's a farmer or a more than one farmer that will bring food to your house, and then other people will come to your house and pick the food up and take it home. This is what they're saying you're guilty of doing?
Correct. That's right.
What?
I'm trying to find the crime in this. Are you finding anything in this, Robert?
No, I'm really struggling. The only thing, if Minnesota seceded to become part of North Korea, I wasn't aware of that. Is that happening, Melinda?
Well, I do think that they have maybe the idea is our safety in mind, and maybe there's some motive to protect us, but I don't see that it's in my best interest or to my family's benefit to prevent me from having a personal relationship with a farmer of my choice.
Here comes the government once again, whether it's on a federal level or a state level, that is jumping in to protect you from yourself. Like, we need them to do that, right?
Yeah, well, it seems to me that you're giving them a lot of credit that they don't deserve if they're saying, well, we just want to protect the public. Because what is it, the capability of an adult in Minnesota to say, hey, listen, I know the farmer. I've made an arrangement with the farmer. Hey, and my friend Melinda said I can come over to her house to pick it up. Now we have to get permission of the government that would be okay. What are they, our mommy and daddy? Melinda, don't you already have a mommy and daddy?
That's right. And if you take this to its logical conclusion, it prevents me from being able to go to the grocery store and pick up food for a friend who is sick or perhaps can't, make it themselves. Then am I a criminal if I participate in that activity? But by these standards, I guess I would be.
Well, that's interesting. Have you written back or called them back and say, hey, I'm going down to the local, what's your big grocery store up there, Rainbow or something?
We have Rainbow, yeah. We have Cub. There's several big boxes.
Okay, so I go to one of those big boxes. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to bring it to my home because my friends don't have time to get out there, and I'm going to do them a favor. And I'm not selling. I'm just going to ask them to pay me back for whatever I paid. But was that a crime? Did you ask them if something like that would be a crime, too? Because if that's the case, a lot of people are guilty.
Right. I haven't reached out to them yet, although I do feel strongly that I'm not guilty of anything that they've accused me of in this letter.
Hmm. Are you retaining counsel? Do you have the Food and Farm Freedom groups coming to your defense at this point? Or is this so new that you're just trying to figure out what's happening here?
I think the next step for us is to participate in the rally in Minnesota that is a food freedom rally. And at that point, make a public statement that I won't comply with regulations that interfere with my ability to make a free choice, my right to have to make free choice to feed my family foods from a farmer of my choice. So public display, in terms of a rally and standing up and saying that this is what I think is right and I'm going to continue doing that is the next step. God. As far as litigation and communicating with the Department of Agriculture, we haven't taken those steps yet, but are considering them.
Well, God bless you, Melinda. I love you. I'm so appreciative of you. Is your husband standing behind you on this as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, hallelujah. This is the kind of thing that we need to do is stand up against tyranny, food tyranny, on the state level, on whatever level it happens here. And here's a classic example of a mom that's trying to take care of her family and help out her friends and community being criminalized potentially for simply doing what we have done for hundreds, if not thousands of years, bringing food into a common area and allowing others to pick it up. No economic considerations are taking place, but in my opinion, even if they were, it's none of their business. I know that they want to involve themselves economically and gain money through licensure anywhere and everywhere they can. It's disgusting to me that they are taking this on and taking you on and trying or attempting at least to criminalize you. Now, May 14th at 7 a.m., early risers, Monday, May 14th, 7 a.m., a week from yesterday. This is going to be going on outside the Minneapolis courthouse where supporters will sign a declaration of food independence and demonstrate noncompliance. We will not comply against what they deem unjust regulations. And, of course, the regulations don't even apply to you. You're not engaged in any economic activity.
That's right. And I have to ask myself, who is being harmed here? Generally, when you have an investigation and there's quote-unquote evidence, there's a harmed party or a victim or a wronged person. And at this point, I'm asking myself, who has been harmed? Who's a victim in this situation? And I so far, there's no one except perhaps people, corporations who will see a reduction. I can't find a victim here to justify criminal penalization of my actions.
Now, Super Don, remember when I was talking about courts of equity, admiralty, legislate laws and things? This is what they're doing. They're saying Melinda is an artificial creation of the state. She's a mere corporation, but the corporations that want to get defense from this corporation, well, Melinda is not a corporation, in my opinion. She's a human being, a wonderful one, a mom. And yet they are dehumanizing her in order to say, you have to comply. You're a machine in our cog, in our wheel, in our bigger machine. And we need you to comply with us because you're potentially cutting into the profits of these so-called agribusiness farms, etc. We can't have you going outside of that. Here's a case in point, Melinda, where they're literally trying to tell you are something that you are not.
Right. And when I look at this letter, again, I go back to, I think of myself as a mom, and I will not let anyone come between myself and the right that I have to choose healthy, wholesome food for my family.
Yeah. Don't mess with moms.
No. The moms are the ones that are going to save us and restore the republic at this point, seeing what Melinda Olson is doing here after they've basically accused her of a non-crime and, in fact, put her in a position to be regulated, whereas she has no interest in participating. So it's deny, 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 do not comply, do not comply, do not comply. It is time to stand up and say, I declare who I am. You cannot tell me who I am because that is not who I am. And that's what they're trying to do, is pretend you are something that you are not, Melinda.
Right. I retain the right to say, this is what I'm going to do for my family. This is the choice I'm going to make. I've made deliberate, thoughtful choices, and I don't need anyone telling me that those choices aren't appropriate or coming between me and my farmer because they want to decide what those choices should or shouldn't be for my family.
Yeah, you know, we lost one of the guys from the Beastie Boys recently, and they had a song, "We Gotta Fight for Our Right to Party." We gotta fight for our right to feed our families now. I mean, this is insane what's happening, Melinda. You're in the middle of another maelstrom here, and we are going to see it through. I want to thank Liz Reitzig for connecting us on this issue, and I want to stay in touch as this continues to evolve. The Farm Food Freedom Coalition is actively engaged in this as well. Stand up if you want to stand with Melinda Olson and other families there in Minnesota, Monday, May 14th, 7 a.m. outside the Minneapolis courthouse. You're going to rally for a declaration of food independence, and Minnesota can kiss. I'm not going to go there. I'm sorry.
Family friendly show.
That's Robert. Right. Yes. Well, you know, sometimes we got to be a little bold in our defense of our families here. Melinda, I greatly appreciate you standing up for what is right here. I hope that we can talk again after the or leading up to the event next Monday, but certainly afterwards, to find out how things are going. Did they give you a deadline real quick that you had to reply by?
I understand that I have a 30-day window to reply.
All right. So take your time, deep breath, stand strong, and I know you will. Make sure you respond appropriately, that the denial is in place, because they have to prove that which is a fiction, and they cannot do so as long as you refuse to acknowledge that that is what you are or what you do, and that is the artificial creation of a Melinda Olson that is not a super mom and not a family mom, but in fact you are that, and maintain that status and defend that status, and we'll be here for you as well.
Okay, thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you, Melinda Olson. We greatly appreciate it. All the links to the story are up. Check it out online at robertscottbell.com. Hey, Don, this story is absolutely incredible, and it's growing all over the country. We see these departments of agriculture hitting on moms, and I'm not in that way, but you know what I mean.
No, it's blowing my mind. It's absolutely blowing my mind, seeing story after story. We'll have to go over this in the next segment.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because
we got to take a break.
It's crazy.
All right, well, we will not comply. And resistance is not futile. So this is the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we remind you simply that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi,
this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you
So stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where are those poor witches? Are they hiding out in Whole Foods wearing red ribbons? Could it be? Well, we're going to find out with Liam Sheff a little bit later as he checks in from New York. Also, a little bit more on the radiation in the cesium pool that you do not want to swim in out of Fukushima as that story continues to unfold here. And Super Don, man, oh man, why don't they leave the supermoms alone like Melinda Olson? This is incredible.
No, they just, you know, my question is, what is up with the Department of Agriculture?
The D of A definitely seems to be now the new Nazi jackbooted thug thing that is superseded only by occasionally the Fear and Death Administration.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, you've got this story we just talked about, Department of Agriculture coming after people, you know, threatening them and letters and stuff. You know, in the last few weeks, we've talked about the Michigan pig farmer.
Yes.
Who was going after him? Department mm-hmm. of Agriculture. Just the other day, we were talking about the beekeeper in Illinois.
Yep.
Who had all of his bees and all of the research he had done to try and connect Roundup with the killing of bees. Who did that? Department of Agriculture. This is crazy. For all the years that we've been doing this, we've seen various different agencies doing things at different times, going after people and trying to strong arm them and persecute them. But I have never seen the level of activity like this taking place in a very short period of time like I have recently. Seems like just in the last few months. It seems like somebody has like stepped up the pressure to go after the family farmers and the moms and the raw milk and the, you know, the stuff that's going on. It just, something's weird. There's something going on here.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got a copy of the it's a PDF version of the letter sent to Brad and Melinda Olson up there by James Rotger, or Retger, compliance officer, right? Love that. Compliance officer. You must comply. You citizen,
comply.
You must comply. That's why the RoboCop was there last hour. Dairy and Food Inspection Division. Maybe we can give a call to Jim Rutger and see if we can talk to him on the air. That'd be something, wouldn't it?
Jim Rutger, he's the compliance officer?
Yeah, for Dairy and Food Inspection Division of the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, the MDA. He says, after reviewing the evidence gathered during the investigation, and I quote here, MDA has determined that issuance of this notice of warning is appropriate. Love it when they give themselves a pat on the back. We're being appropriate. MDA then continues on, warns that should you continue to sell or distribute unpasteurized or other foods illegally in the future, you will be subject to administrative penalties, criminal prosecution, or other enforcement remedies available to MDA. So if you think we were exaggerating, administrative penalties happen when you are engaged in so-called these economic activities that are regulatable, right? She's a mom. She's not regulatable. But that's not what they're trying to say. They're trying to paint her into a corner to say, no, you are not what you claim to be. We are telling you what you are, and you will be that until we tell you you are otherwise. I mean, this is crazy. And then they say criminal prosecution. So they're not limiting it just to, well, we're going to fine you. If we're going to go after you criminally, that means jail time could ensue in addition to other fines. And then they say the other nebulous enforcement remedies available to MDA. The police state is alive and well in Minnesota. Bring back Jesse Ventura. Roll it back. Come on, man.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't think he would have stood up for this.
No way. He was the guy that signed into legislation the health freedom things with Diane Miller, our dear friend from the Health Freedom Coalition up there in Minnesota, to roll back the police state. Yet now they've got – do they have a Democratic or Republican governor? I think they have – what, Norm Coleman, wasn't he up there?
Minnesota.
I can't remember that. But in the future, should you wish to sell food, contact us for assistance. I don't want your assistance nor your permission concerning licensing – and any additional food safety and facility requirements. They want to train you. You're a robot, not a mom. If you have any questions concerning, look, we have a phone number to call them. Maybe somebody else wants to call them too. Since it is a public government office, I'll go ahead and give it out on the air. If you want to get a hold of Jim Rettger, be nice and polite. Ask him, what the hell do you think you're doing? but politely. He's at 651-201-6027. 651 area code 201-6027. That's probably in St. Paul, the capital there of the Twin Cities. You know, why can't we get the Minnesota Twins on there to protect this family from the dangers of the Department of Agriculture? I know it's out of season, but maybe the Minnesota Vikings. Get some football players out there to their rally, right? They need some raw milk to keep them strong and healthy, don't they?
I was just looking it up just to verify. He is a Democrat.
Oh, yeah, they love the little people. The Democrats are all about protecting the poor folks and the people that want to eat well. No, they're not. They're about being nanny staters. You know, I got a lot of friends that are nanny staters. I love them dearly, don't get me wrong. But come on, we do not need the government protecting us from ourselves. But they believe that we're incapable. That's the problem. They have an elitist perspective that believes that only they are capable of determining what is right and good and true for you. And it's like, no, it's not the same for me, and it's not the same for you. That's freedom. That's the American way, but not anymore. Now it's the socialist nanny state that we must embrace, and the Republican governor. No, it's a Democrat governor. It used to be a Republican. Now it's a Democrat governor. What's the guy's name again?
Mark Dayton.
Mark Dayton. Mark Dayton. Where are you going to fall? I know where he's going to fall on this one. He's going to back up the Department of Agriculture against one of those super moms of Minnesota. Shame on you, Mark Dayton, if you don't come out and defend the people, the families, the moms, the kids of Minnesota from onerous regulations that do not even apply to families who simply just want to feed themselves food that is good, wholesome, nutritious, and unvarnished and blemished and unpasteurized by those do-gooders in government who simply wouldn't survive a day out in the fields of a Minnesota farm.
I don't know, Robert. Like I was saying in the beginning of the segment, there's something really strange going on here, because this just can't. I suppose it could be a coincidence, but what is going on with this stepped up pressure on family farms going on in just recent times? Seems like we're covering a story like this at least once a month, if not more than that.
Well, listen, they're not stupid on the regulation side. I mean, yes, there are stupid people there that are automatons there. But if we talk about an agenda, the question always comes back to what is the motivating factor or forces? Why? Who benefits, right? Now, if we know that the people benefit by eating raw, real food close to home as possible, local farming, etc., why would the government be against that? Because then they're technically against healthy people. Why would they be against healthy people? Well, healthy people don't need much government, do they? So it's a recognition on some level, somewhere, that having a strong, healthy population means that there's a diminished role, diminished power, diminished capacity to so-called rule, be overlords among healthy people. Now, we can also look at the Departments of Agriculture as the great defenders of the big agribusiness, the corporate agribusiness system, which benefits by what? Having regulations in place, because they know, you know, somebody say, Robert, what do you mean? You're crazy. These companies don't want regulations. Oh, hell yeah, they do. Because they know they can have the money to buy the lawyers and to buy the regulators so that those things don't impact their business. Well, if they do, only marginally or negligibly. While these small family farms, they know for a fact they can't afford to comply with the onerous regulations.
Well, and how many times have we seen where they will come out with these regulations and this legislation, and when they write this stuff, they write it as if it's a one-size-fits-all type situation. So what it ends up doing is it ends up squeezing and causing headaches for the small farmers, and then the large corporations find their way of getting around it, and anything that would have a cost attached to it is something that the large corporations, they can just write a check.
They've got the
money to cover this stuff. But the small farmer, they can't afford this. They can't afford the cost of it and the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, the amount of paperwork that these farmers have been buried under because of the regulations that have been put out there almost makes it so that they don't even have time to farm because they're spending so much time working on the paperwork. These big corporations, they just hire a couple people to handle the paperwork and they just get on with their business. It's so unfair. You cannot do a one-size-fits-all type regulation, but they do that on purpose in order to try and make obviously, the competition to big agribusiness, mm-hmm. non-existent.
So we can all say evil corporations, boo, right? We could say that, but it isn't completely true because the corporations cannot exist without the pleasure or at the pleasure of the state only. And, of course, they love it because these corporations end up funding campaign coffers in so many ways that the regulations always defer to the benefit of the larger fish, so to speak. Remember the idea of too big to fail? And the idea of eliminating too big to fail by the leftists, our leftist friends, is to increase government regulation, not realizing in their naivete, if I can say it kindly, that it was the government regulation that established the system that made the too big to fail possible, not only possible but likely and inevitable, and wiped out the small family business, farmer, etc., where these onerous regulations either coming from EPA, FDA, if you were able to say maybe they legitimately could apply, I'll just give them that for a second, to these multinational corporations where, you know, you want to know that they're doing something right, but do they apply equally? Could they, should they, would they apply equally to a small family farm? No, they would not. But there is no designation nor distinction. And in this case, the extinct species or near extinct species is not only the small family farmer, but the super mom who would take care of her family by feeding their family what? That which is grown locally. So we see the destruction of the family farm is the destruction of freedom, the destruction of independence, and the growth, the continued growth of the cancer, the monstrous police state made possible by food that is devoid of vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals, but is regulated heavily so that our own protection is tantamount, if you will, to suppressing or squeezing the freedom right out of life itself.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, Robert, that what we're experiencing here and what we're seeing is kind of a catch-22 situation, because obviously the corporations, the industrial farming and ranching that's going on, the reason why those guys are in business is because people are buying their product. Now, if you would just want to put this in simple terms, which is usually the best way for me to understand it. But so if you want to get rid of that, you want to make it hard for them to do business, then obviously what you want to do is stop buying their product and start supporting your local farms, the local co-ops, the farmers markets. Well, that's something that's starting to grow. It's becoming more and more popular now that people are looking to the farmers markets and the co-ops and
you
trying
answered,
to support
though.
Their local farmers and stuff. And unfortunately, I think what we're seeing is that because that's becoming so popular and more people are moving towards that, that's the reason why we're starting to see some of these things starting to happen
there
where the
is.
Departments of agriculture and stuff are now starting to put the squeeze on the small farmers because the large corporations
it.
Are
yep.
losing money.
You
and so, it's, you know,
it.
What it comes down to is what do we do? You know, I mean, we say support your local farmers market in order to
nullify
to make it
the
hard
Department
on the corporation. So
of agriculture,
that,
super done. Nullify the Department of
nullify,
Agriculture.
Nullify. That's right.
That's
right.
What we want to do. 10th Amendment Center. Go to Michael Bolden. Check it out. Nullify now. Nullify them just like Melinda Olson is set to do and is going to establish Monday morning, 7 a.m. Minneapolis Courthouse. Check it out. We've got the links up on the blog at robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. I don't want to talk about the Nuclear Regulatory Commission because that'll only upset me more, but Liam Sheff definitely told me he wants to talk about the radiation issue and what's happening, as well as red ribbons at Whole Foods. So stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yesterday, we did some more coverage of the Fukushima Reactor 4 pending disaster. The disaster wasn't enough originally. Now, it could even be worse. And we talked with Dr. Bitar about remediating the radiation, planning ahead. If life is to continue, we've still got to do other stuff. But we also got to check in with Liam Sheff, and he is with us now, still in New York City. Liam, it's amazing. You're barely holding up, or you doing all right?
It's getting rough. There was a toxic something that came through the window, and I was trying to find it on the street. I couldn't see anything. I'm really lightheaded, and I've just been eating like sort of superfoods. But if I start saying the wrong piglets, you'll know when to call the doctor. What?
Well, I understand we have to drop the F-bomb today, which is Fukushima, right?
We're all fooked up.
Fooked up, exactly. And that's kind of what Mike Adams had written about yesterday and the day before about the pending disaster. Even as Japan has supposedly decommissioned all of its nuclear plants, Fukushima Reactor 4 is sitting there 100 feet or so above ground waiting for the next earthquake. I don't know. Very concerning to all of us here, and that's why we also promote knowing what to do, after the fact, but also preventing by strengthening your stores or replenishing your stores of certain key elements that would help to counteract this.
Yeah. What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
I have cesium sitting in a pool. I mean, I looked at Mike's stuff and I'm saying, is he being hyperbolic? Is he going too far? So I clicked on the links and, here's Fukushima Green Action Japan.org saying, yeah, we're very, very anxious. This is high on our priority press release. Coalition sends urgent request for UN intervention. Why isn't Japan buried this in concrete and lead? I'm totally at a loss here. I really don't understand how this is still an open pool of I don't understand. I didn't understand from the beginning why they didn't bury it. What are they going for? They think by not create. I mean, are they being very Japanese about it by not drawing attention to it? It goes away.
Yeah, I wonder as well because, most immediately the people on that island are at severe risk, a real risk of absolute loss of life in addition to cancers and other things. Now, with the drift, the normal way the jet stream flows from that part of the Asian Pacific all the way over to North America, Canada, and America, the concern would be, well, where is the U.S. government supposedly to protect the people? And in Canada, we have learned that they turned off the radiation detectors. They're not even reporting on it. What is going on here but a mass extinction event almost orchestrated at this point?
You know, I hate the sound of that kind of thing. All right. So, here's what I'm going to say. Se habla español.
Head south.
Hola, Venezuela. ¿Cómo estás? Hugo. Hugo, amigo. Necesito un cuarto con un leto.
You remember that movie? It was the Al Gore-inspired movie, The Day After Tomorrow, where they said there was going to be a superstorm and turn the ice age back on with global cooling, or with the warming would cause the cooling. And then at the end of the movie, it was like this mass migration southward into Mexico. I don't know, when they say Hollywood imitates art or life imitates, you just wonder where they get these ideas from. Although we know global warming isn't real, but climactic issues are always issues on the planet that always is a state of flux and change. Yet our seemingly ignorant domination over the planet through nuclear release like this is only to our peril, because the planet will survive it, but the people may not.
Oh, planet will be fine. We're going to look like Swiss cheese. I'm not happy about this. Why am I laughing? That's just the perversity of my personality. The article's on Natural News. Fukushima reactor number 4 vulnerable. And then go to the bottom. There are links. FOIA documents are linked at the page. You really should check it out. And once you check it out and you're reasonably satisfied that this is true, and it seems to be incredibly true, I can't find anybody saying they buried the thing. I mean, they're trying to build a coalition by the middle end of May. In Japan, they're saying we need action from the useless UN. We have to have a nuclear safety summit because we have the most deadly radiation sitting in open pools. I have a couple of friends in Japan, but one is a journalist, and I ask him how things are. He says there are sometimes reports in the newspaper, but they don't hear much. But the Adams report said, no, it wasn't his. It was something linked from his, says that the soil samples they're taking from Tokyo would be considered hazardous here. Did you see that?
Yeah, but of course, remember when this came out, they just suddenly overnight elevated the allowable amounts of radiation, for instance, in milk. You know, overnight, what wasn't safe became safe because they have no other way to manage the crisis. And, you know, is it mass level ignorance? Is it mass hysteria on the government's part? Or is it some sort of plot to say, okay, well, we were planning to reduce the global population, let's just let it happen this way? I mean, honestly, it's speculation at this point, but it seems disastrous for Japan to sacrifice its own citizenry by not doing what is required. And the fact is, if you have to ask the United Nations for help, you are in pretty sorry shape, because the UN is not an efficient organization. That would be the understatement of history.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so people now are hearing about this. So you have to take this article and go to the Fairwinds Energy Institute. Here we go. Tokyo soil samples would be considered nuclear waste in the U.S. That's the headline. And I don't have the details, but here it is. Fairwinds' Arne Gunderson took soil samples in Tokyo public parks, playgrounds, and rooftop gardens. You know, he's saying that they would be considered toxic here in the U.S. So what's happening? Why don't we? This is an emergency. It's more of an emergency than the cabin in the woods and Avengers coming out. It really is. It's actually, I know. It's actually more important than two stupid movies coming out. It's really much better than we thought it would be. You know what? Fukushima. Mm-hmm. Fukushima. 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 The things that are important in the world that will affect our lives, Mike Postman wrote a book called Amusing Ourselves to Death, and Aldous Huxley wrote Brave New World, and they both said the same thing, which is, you know, you essentially can have the entire military-industrial complex with a gun at the back of your head, you know, shooting your ears off, and as long as your eyes are entertained, as long as your eyes and ears are entertained, you won't feel the gun, and you won't notice what you're doing. And there's something about that. You know, people are – well, I have a different story. I'll save it for the break. But
sure.
People are very easily conditioned.
Oh,
very easily brainwashed.
So
spread this article. You have to start talking. Talk about Fukushima today. Talk about it.
Well, we are. We talked about it yesterday. We're talking about it today again. This is front and center. We were covering it. In fact, Super Don's putting together all of the hours of coverage we've done since the beginning, particularly as it relates to strategies to deal with increasing background levels of radiation or massive, let's say, expulsion into the atmosphere itself. You talk about going south, but we also talk about restoring, replenishing minerals to counteract it. We've talked with Dr. Batar yesterday about transdermal DMPS that addresses uranium, plutonium, and other things, although that's only a prescription-based quote-unquote medicine, albeit synthetic amino acid-type analogs. But these are things that will bind and remove this stuff very rapidly. We also talked about the homeopathic medicine. For goodness sake, if you haven't called up King Bio to get your EMF detox, that's easy. A spray or two a day or a couple of times a day, as well as we talk about the potassium iodide, which, of course, is in a critical phase when you have found that there is a radioactive iodide coming over. It's not something you do in advance necessarily because there are risks to that. So all of this in the hours and hours of audio, so-called footage of the Robert Scott Bell Show we have, we're compiling so it will make it as easy as possible for everybody to get up to speed that are new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show that have not yet taken these steps to protect themselves.
Cesium? I barely knew him.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want a cesium, that's for sure.
I don't like this.
No, I know.
Okay, well, so you got to go and talk when you're at the supermarket. I have a supermarket story coming up, but when you're at the supermarket, mention to say, did you know about the Fukushima reactor? Do you know that that pool is still there? Maybe you should look that up. When between Angry Birds and The Voice and whatever you're wasting your time with, the housewives of South, whatever they are, they
yes.
have housewives all over the country now who are on TV, but Fukushima doesn't get on the news.
Liam,
housewives of Atlanta, housewives of Beverly Hills, housewives of New Jersey, Jersey Delicious, Jersey that. You know what? Fukushima!
Liam, would it be correct to posit that most people will be like cartoon character flamingos or ostriches with their head in the sand on this issue? Because you just recently, as you said, we're going to come back from this break in just a moment. I want to talk to you about an experience you had over the weekend where we talked about pink washing at Whole Foods with the whole breast cancer awareness stuff. We're going to talk about red washing. Do you notice any red ribbons at Whole Foods? Liam Sheff's going to talk about it and what it means. After the break, should we still be here based on what's happening with Fukushima? Stand by. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
From radiation detectors to it's a witch! It's a witch! How do you know? She floats, she doesn't, she sinks. Where are we going with this? Liam, what are you doing going to Whole Foods and actually talking to people wearing ribbons? What's this all about?
Well, I go there and I have tea and I work and I talk to the people who work there and I find out what's going on and I look at... It's more like a museum to me. Whole Foods is much more like a museum visit. I can't touch most of the things in there because I certainly couldn't afford them. So I just go and I marvel. Wow, $18 for a chocolate bar. Look at that. 4 ounces of raw food for $8. No, I'm not joking. 4 ounces of raw dehydrated food for $8. No, that's not in my budget. Mm. Is it in yours? Good luck. Adopt Amazing. Me. That's what I want to say.
So what are the humans in that so-called museum zoo called Whole Foods in New York City doing wearing, now you said red ribbons you were telling me off the air?
Oh, yeah, red ribbons. I wrote it up on, not on the weekend, I wrote it up on Monday. Red ribbons. So I saw a lot of worker bees in the place wearing red ribbons in all these different departments. And I said, it bums me out when Whole Foods, which used to be a health food store with principles of organic food and this sort of thing, shills for pharma. Oh, no, we're just raising awareness. Raising awareness. Awareness of what? That sex is... Red ribbon is supposed to be the AIDS ribbon.
Right.
So, you know, from my perspective, you might as well wear a steel gray ribbon that says Raytheon. Oh, what's that ribbon you're wearing? Well, Raytheon is like a company, and like not everybody has bullets in them. So,
nice
like,
analogy.
We're raising awareness... For Raytheon? Shut up.
Just so we don't want to assume everybody, because we do sometimes have listeners in Washington, D.C. that might be part of the government. Raytheon is part of the military-industrial complex. And, of course, they're here to promote world peace and end hunger. You know, follow this. And so what you're getting at is that you could tell them...
Like we're yes. just raising awareness, like because not everybody has, like, enough, like, bullets. So, like... All right, so I said to the one guy one night, he was a nice guy, he's sort of a hippie stoner, and I said, yeah, what do you mean raising awareness? I said, for what? So people don't have sex anymore? He said, no, like that people are sick. And I said, so what does the ribbon do? Does it make them unsick? And he's like, no, it just like shows you care. And I said, care about what? That some people have. And he said, well, yeah. I said, have you ever heard of a heterosexual AIDS epidemic, you know, over by NYU where all the kids are screwing themselves silly? Have you ever heard? No. Okay. How do you think? I said, do you know what the AIDS drugs are? They're the most toxic drugs approved by the FDA. They're called black box drugs. Did you know that? He said, no. You know, my uncle's, like, he's positive and, like, the drugs really helped him. And I said, you know, the drugs are toxic. He said, yeah, they actually really are.
So he agreed with
said,
you.
But he said two things in the 18 seconds. But he admitted, yeah, they really, because he knows, because his uncle probably talks about it. So I said, look, go look up HIV tests. Find out how many things they come up positive for. So I'm there 2 days later, and I'm talking to, I'm checking out. I'm in a totally different department. And this girl there, she's just absolutely stupefied. She has just, I don't know what's wrong with her. I have no idea what's going on in her life. There's just an absence of connection with what I would call reality, but maybe she felt the same about me. I said, what is this with the red ribbon thing? Why are you guys shilling for the pharma? She said, well, we're not. I said, do you know that black box drugs are all AIDS drugs, are all black box drugs? Do you know they're the most toxic drugs that are produced for any illness? Silence. I said, did you know that? Whatever you think, sir. I said, whatever I think, you can look it up. I'm not. You can accuse me of lying if you want, but you could go look it up. We're not. You know, it's just. And she said that they were doing it because somebody in some department had a friend or whatever. So I'm thinking, wait a second. This is Whole Foods, an international super grocery store, largest buyer of organic produce in the world. And you get to, so if I worked at Whole Foods, I could wear a ribbon and I could give it to all my coworkers, apparently this is the case, that said pharmaceutical drugs are murder, or AIDS drugs are murder, or HIV tests stink, or HPV doesn't cause cancer, because that was just my opinion. That's right. What she was telling me, because she was lying.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to get company approval. You got to get approval from somebody at the top. And Whole Foods loves to smooch the bottom of Big Pharma. They did it with the Susan Komen thing. They pink-washed all their stores in Florida and in California. I mean, we covered that.
Yep.
And there was a direct link. You know, they had the pink thing, and then some of the money they raised went to a company that was a Susan G. Komen group.
They just don't get it.
But people don't get it. Whole Foods is supposed. You're supposed to stay out of the Fukushima. You're supposed to stay out of.
Yes.
You're supposed to stay out of the pharmaceutical industry, you morons.
Well, it seems like the unconsciousness is very alive and well, so to speak, even within Whole Foods, where you think, okay, people are more conscious there. They're shopping there to get away from the you know, a lot of the toxic products, as we know, the pink washing that we covered, that it's become such a large conglomerate. I don't even know if the founder, owner, if you will, CEO, I don't know what he is anymore.
Mackey
even is aware. I don't know what he's aware of anymore about this, because this is really kind of the antithesis of what they were all about in the early years.
I know. So I walked away and thought, well, you know, don't be too hard. These are kids. They're just working here. So I went back and I found a guy who had worked there, overheard the conversation. I said, hey, look, so you heard that. And here's the thing. And he said, no. I said, no, look, it's just a website. Whoever is dealing with this, you can just, it's a card. It was actually the Robert Scott Bell Show card, and it had Reduce the Burden written on the back. And said, just go look this up. Just tell her to go look it up. No, you know, I don't need to know anything more about it. You guys are clearly doing this because you think you're helping your friends. So here, I'm just, you raised my awareness, so I'm sharing this with you. No, I can't take that from you. Why not? Well, that would just cause more problems. Wait a second. You're yanking my chain. You got people running around with this red ribbon on. You're raising awareness, but my awareness is now raised. My interest peaked. I'm trying to now share my raised awareness with you, but I'm not allowed to. In other words, people who wear red ribbons don't want any help. They want your money. They don't want awareness. They want to raise cash, not awareness. They want you to feel sorry for them. They want pity, and they want the people who they feel sorry for. All they want to do is sort of see them off to their grave, apparently. And if that sounds too harsh, they don't want any help. They don't want any alternatives.
Wow. And you laid that all out to a Whole Foods employee?
No, I didn't lay that last bit out. I said the first part, which is, do you want the card? And he said no. And I said, I just had to walk away because I was disgusted.
You know what? This reminds me of a couple of years back, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I was up in Minneapolis at a Whole Foods, and I was giving a talk. It was in October. Yeah, it was in October a few years back. I was giving a talk on the fallacy of HIV causing AIDS and the testing thing. At one of the co-ops out west of in the suburbs, and I happened to be talking with one of the so-called team leaders there in the natural products department, and I happened to mention that I'll be lecturing on that subject a little later, just to raise awareness, like you just are talking about. And do you know that I heard from Whole Foods corporate how inappropriate it was to tell them that I was lecturing on such a subject? I forgot about that until you just mentioned that. I was like, oh, good Lord. You know, this is what we're dealing with now in Whole Foods.
Yeah, please, Whole Foods. You have to work really hard to find anything that's actually a whole food. They have 900,000 little things that are God knows what they are. Little specialty $18 chocolate bars. Little specialty dried this, dried that. $10 juices. $10. $10 for 16 ounces of something that was pressed out of a couple of pieces of fruit. But you're not allowed to tell the truth about anything.
No, it's a totally hideous mindset
that's taken over that place. And I hope, God, I wish they had some competition. And I wish the competition would just kick them in the nuts really hard. I'm just so tired.
No, they were totally offended by...
Right in the baby maker.
Well, they were totally offended by the real information that challenges the so-called establishment authorities and officials, so to speak. So they've become part of the problem by facilitating the sleep induction among the masses rather than being part of the solution and waking people up through real whole foods.
Right. And that's more or less all I said to the guy. So that's very corporate of you. You know, it's just such a bunch. And there's some really nice kids who work there, nice people who work there. And there are people who are probably more open-minded, but Whole Foods as a company is not an open-minded company.
No, but it sounds like what you would expect to have happen when you talk to a TSA employee.
It was about, yeah, you know what?
That's just what it reminded me of. I'm sorry. It does.
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
I didn't get any action, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. They don't grope you yet as you check out Whole Foods.
Not yet. And I want to say, you know, they're very nice people there. And I really enjoy a lot of the people who work there. And I'm there and I go in some afternoons and I sit and I write. But I buy some things and I sit and I write. And I appreciate all of them. But yeah, health food stores used to be bastions of sort of progressive thinking people because that's what you were there for. You were there because you wanted to be healthy and you weren't buying into the status quo and you weren't eating boxed food that had 18 ingredients or 29 ingredients in a single serving. Well, hello, Whole Foods. You know, they have $8 one, what is it, $7 one pint things of coconut frozen stuff. Who needs? I don't even understand that as a concept. $7 for a pint of food? I mean, I eat rice and beans, and I eat vegetables and carrots and good oils. And I'm not holding that above anybody. I just don't understand it. I don't know how you get there and call yourself Whole Foods.
Are you eating the genetically modified rice from Kansas with human liver genes inserted into it by chance?
Hold on, let me go check the label.
Yeah, please. Because it could get up and walk and try to detoxify you or something.
What did you just say?
Yeah, last week we covered, you weren't on the air with me when we covered this story. It was just another shocker on the GMO issue that there's in Kansas in open fields now. They're growing rice that they've inserted genetically genetic material from human livers.
Okay.
So they can tolerate
more. All right,
more.
Okay, I'm going to go on a hunting spree. I'm going to go find all the chiefs of Monsanto. I'll be back in a few days.
Yeah, well, indeed. And first, you got to stop in Connecticut on the way up to Maine because the governor there, Malloy, did a backroom deal over the weekend to completely eviscerate the bill that was a bipartisan supported bill to mandate GMO labeling in Connecticut. Just wiped it out.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Sometimes I give some of my friends who I feel like go a little bit to the loony fringe, I give them a hard time because I say, you know what? Please stop telling me how HAARP makes earthquakes. Please, please. Please. You know, don't tell me that some electrical discharge makes earthquakes because there are about a million to 8 million terawatt discharges. We call them lightning a day. So we can't even get close to that in terms of manufacturing. So please, don't bore me with your Legion of Superheroes, you know, Legion of Doom, you know, comic book fiction. But then when you tell me that all of these people are essentially openly conspiring to kill us by so radically altering our food that we don't even resemble us anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know, but you know the wake-up call that I heard over the weekend when I interviewed the gals from Your Right to Know Connecticut, they said, listen, we've lost faith that there is change possible through the existing governmental, let's say, power structures, voting, legislation, etc., when they saw that the entire majority of Connecticut wanted this and that the governor in a backroom deal with GMO representatives would scuttle the bill. It told you that there is no possibility that you can do it legitimately, legally, so you're going to have to start nullifying the state and federal government. So this is a good part of the awareness along the way. I'm not happy that it happened, but at the same time, this is now what it takes for the left and the right to come together and realize it is us, all of us, against them, the GMOs of the world.
You know what? That's good. I'm glad you said that. And let's say hello to Michael Bolden, mm-hmm. party guy.
10th Amendment Center.
Leader of the pack.
Yes,
10th Amendment Center.
Yes. Big conclusion is that is where we all need to be looking. And salute you, Michael Bolden, out there. And, of course, we look forward to the next Nullify Now event wherever and whenever that may be. And we look forward to seeing Liam Sheff where? At the Health Freedom Expo mid-June in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois. He'll be also presenting on the fallacy of HIV tests and, of course, the history of vaccinations. And it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we did the talk in Harlem on last Friday, and it was good. People had a good time. They warmed up more slowly in terms of just being loose and laughing. I just, you know, it was new to them. So yes. To me, a lot of it's funny at this point. But they got there, and we had a really good time just talking openly about the reality of the histories of sexuality and the history of how they sort of convinced us. I mean, they used to convince everybody that some among them were witches, mm-hmm. and then they would drown those people, and everybody would stand around and say, oh, poor witches, but there's nothing we can do. Well, that's what they do. They give a few people these HIV test results, and their friends stand around and go, I'm so sorry for you. You're going to die now. You know what? No, they're not. They're not a witch, and they don't have to die. You can tell them to, mm-hmm. and they can stop being your friend. I hope that's what they do. So I hope that the girl who didn't have anything interesting to say at the Whole Foods, mm-hmm. I would bother her enough that she's so pissed off with me that she goes and looks it up online. I really do.
May that be the result.
Best solution.
That would be wonderful. Listen, I got to go, Liam. I appreciate you so much, and go get some oxygen to protect from all that air coming up in the window in New York there, all right?
I know.
Get out there
like
in
New
Maine
Jersey
and New
farted.
Hampshire. Yeah, get out there and breathe some clean air, all right? And get back.
There is none.
All right. Find it. Let me know where it is. We'll all be there.
Hasta.
Superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know what? I got your Whole Foods. They're at the next bake sale at your kid's school. But not if you're in Massachusetts. Why? This parent's rule is half-baked, according to the story out of the Boston Herald. They're banning, not books, but just about bake sales. We can't have bake sales because you might make your kids fat. Chances are, if your kid is fat, it's not because of a bake sale. It's probably because you're feeding them wrong at home. But no, we can't have bake sales now. We can't raise money for schools. And if you're in Massachusetts, from Romney Care to bake sale care. Super Don, this is an amazing, amazing thing that is transpiring here.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, obviously we don't promote the eating of candy bars and fudge unless it's, you know, unless it's good stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, homemade. I don't see any candy bars at a bake sale. That doesn't count.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying. We're talking about the fundraising. And quite often, you know, they'll get the deal with the candy bar manufacturer, you know, company, mm-hmm. and they'll go and they'll sell candy bars and stuff. Whatever, you know, I mean, if you want to eat it, you eat it. If you don't, you don't, you know. But what they're wanting to do is take away the choice.
Right.
That people have in order to be able to do these things. And yes. quite often with bake sales, when I had kids, they had a bake sale. We made cookies. We made brownies. We made cupcakes.
I love the bake sales because my wife gets to make some stuff. I'll get an extra piece or, you know, an organic cupcake or something once in a while. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe it is that they're just looking out for you in Massachusetts. I mean, it could be. I mean, Mitt Romney with Romney Care, all he was wanting to do was look out for you. And mandate, more mandates. You have to participate. Well, now you have to not participate in bake sales up there because probably they read this from the Associated Press. 20-year forecast shows no end to obesity epidemic in this case. How do they know 20 years from now it won't be over? Oh, well, they're doing their level best by stopping the bake sales, which is not going to stop any obesity because if you're eating the bake sale stuff, it's probably 100 times healthier than the junk food that you would buy normally in the grocery store. At least you're utilizing fresher ingredients for the most part. Granted, not everything's going to be great for you, but let's just say I would rather have you eating stuff that's cooked in an unregulated kitchen at home. We'll have to call Mrs. Olson in Minnesota to come save us again from this. I mean, this is, again, the nanny state's gone wild. But we do know for a fact that there is one thing that they will allow, that they probably plan to allow. Maybe they don't know about it yet, but we're going to let them know about it, that they are going to allow to be sold at the so-called bake sales that can no longer happen. Because recently there was a study, and this is out of the medical unit reporting of ABC News, Super Don. This is amazing. It's all about yogurt. Yogurt is okay. How do they know? How do they know that yogurt is okay? Because guess what? It makes your mouse slimmer and sexier.
Ooh.
Yes.
Now be careful. We don't want this to be a rated R show. Now.
Well, no, but everybody wants a slimmer, sexier mouse. Come on.
Sexy. How in the world can it? Where is it? Well, anyway.
So this is what we're going to do in Massachusetts. They're going to say, it's okay. We want slimmer, sexier kids because there's some crazy stuff going on out there, which you see some of these kids doing these drum teams and core. I don't know what all this stuff is, what they're putting them in. I can't believe how inappropriate this stuff is. And I'm not a prude. But when I see some of the stuff they're making these kids wear and these things, I'm even going, no, don't do that. But yogurt is probably going to be allowed at the bake sale because of this. Well, we'll cut obesity. But never mind that the yogurt that they're talking about is pasteurized, coming from RBGH-infested cows, which will ultimately fatten them up. In fact, they not only have – this is, you know what's weird about the picture here? They have one fat mouse and one skinny mouse, and the skinny mouse has like an earring in one ear. Am I seeing that right? I'm trying to make them sexier with an earring? This is weird.
Yes, it does. It has some kind of a weird tag or something. It does look like an earring.
It does, doesn't it? It's like, yeah, my sexy mouse has, I got my sexy mouse's ears pierced so it could look really good on the dance floor.
Yes.
How bizarre. Man, we've covered some strange stories today, but all for the betterment, hopefully, of the freedom to eat, the freedom to heal, the freedom to do all the things that we love to do without intervention by the government. In fact, there is a quote from the article on the banning of bake sales, which is spot on for everything we've been talking about today, Super Don. And yes. It comes from a parent who says this: "My concern is we're regulating what people can eat, and I have a problem with that. I respect the state for what they're trying to do, but I think they've gone off the deep end. I don't want someone telling me how to do my job as a parent. Is the Commonwealth of Massachusetts saying our parents are bad parents?" Well, yeah. In fact, they're not only insinuating that, they're telling you you're a criminal if you feed your kid a baked good, or if you feed your kid raw, real milk, unpasteurized, fresh from the local farmer, right? So we've got a lot to do, a lot to stand up for. We'll be keeping following these stories all over planet Earth right here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. You can count on that. Thanks to everybody for being here. Remember, robertscottbell.com. Remember the upcoming events in Autism One Conference, Chicago, in May 23rd through the 27th. Also, the Alive Foundations Awards event, end of June, as well as middle of June, the Health Freedom Expo. But until tomorrow, remember this: the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.